Lou Velez of the United States Secret Service. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Morning, Bill. Pretty good.
So what is the depth of this problem as we see it right now?
I think nationally we've seen an escalation, and that's just basically because I think the groups are a little bit more organized in certain communities throughout the U.S. This information is getting out, and they're learning it, and they're utilizing that information.
Now, they're really using some pretty high-tech stuff. I mean, they put these skimmers on. They're connected via Bluetooth. They're getting the information wirelessly. And I guess they're sitting somewhere not far away with, like, an iPad or something collecting?
Well, it definitely has involved. Basically, it all starts off with the gas pumps, you know, haven't been changed as far as design in a long time. I think the industry is working on that. So right now what you have is a lot of standardized keys out there in which the criminals obtain through various methods. And then once they're able to get into the pump, we're seeing all kinds of traditional gas pump skimmer, which is non-Bluetooth. We've seen the early versions of the Bluetooth, which what you're talking about. You have to be nearby. And now they've evolved to where you can actually be in a foreign country and actually receive the text.
You know, it occurs to me, and maybe I'm being suspicious, but all of these convenience store gas stations are required to have security cameras everywhere now. And it would seem to me that you've got some complicity going on in some of these if someone's actually opening a pump several times that doesn't work there and putting a skimmer on it. Somebody has to see that.
Yeah, well, the industry has tried to combat the problem, especially in the Los Angeles area. They've come up with various methods. Some have switched to a single key at that single station. Another one has been the stickers, which if you pop the sticker, then they know something's happened, but the bad guys have actually copied those. And then basically, you're right, though, it's vigilance. It's getting the proper equipment, whether that's surveillance cameras at each pump, and making a daily check of the pumps to ensure that they haven't been compromised.
Lou, the skimmers that were recently found here in this general area, are they the external skimmers that go over the credit card slot, or are these something new and internal?
No, they're all internal. We've seen the traditional.
So there's no way to tell now.
No, there's no way to tell except for the owner of the business to ensure that there's vigilance every day, you know, and to make sure the system hasn't been compromised. Now, you remember, it only takes 30 seconds to put one down.
And do these are these defeated by the chip and pin, or since they're internal and more sophisticated, do they work with chip and pin as well? The bad guys can get your info.
Well, we haven't got that information yet because the industry doesn't have to go to the chip and pin until 2017, I believe.
Okay. Ah. Lou, if I'm using my ATM debit card at the pump, should I ring it up as a credit card? Help me?
Always credit. Never enter your PIN numbers. It should be a credit all the time.
Okay, that's good to know.
And you got to remember, you know, most of these folks, they're making, you know, each skimmer can take about 800 cards. If you sell them at 100 piece, that's 80,000 per skimmer. And if, like, L.A. has about 300 skimmers in the area, that's a low figure at 80,000. That's $24 million a year.
Whoa, big bucks.
And the group we're following now, they're averaging 20 to 30,000 a weekend in 2 days' work. So, you know, that adds up to, you know, over $1 million a year, and that's just one crew. And, you know, that's why the word's getting out into various criminal organizations that, hey, you know, it pays.